Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pettis strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Herndon hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles strikes out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviam strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards third. Brooken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Wallowander reaches second base with a double. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Pettis reaches second base with a double. Wallowander scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Pettis moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pettis scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar is walked intentionally. Chuck Krim now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Salazar moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Salazar moves to third. 2 outs. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Wallawander is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallawander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wallawander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wallawander. The throw from Surhoff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallawander scores. Pettis moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles strikes out. Two outs. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Svyum is 0 for 1 in the game. Svyum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-2 in the game. Braggs strikes out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-2 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath is 0-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallowander is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallowander strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brookins is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Pat Sheridan pinch runs for Ray Knight. Jim Morrison pinch hits for Jim Wallowander. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morrison hits a line drive towards third. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deere strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.